From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are now into hour number two, and I'm going to give the number out to take phone calls. Are we ready, crew, to open the gate and let the callers come in? I'd like to hear from first-time callers. I do this at least once a week. Please be a first-time caller. I'd love to hear from you. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And I'd love to hear from you on the topics I've raised. You can bring up stuff. It's just that you bring up any topic you want. We don't screen your calls. Just sometimes when I've raised huge topics like a media blackout on the impeachment of Obama begun in the House and Senate for high treason, selling out our military and country to the U.N., I can't believe I just said that. I mean, that's not rhetoric or hyperbole. That really is happening with no attention. We've got new wars they're gearing up for in Africa. U.S. troops already there. AFRICOM, with all these so-called peaceniks running around who really just want mass murder. We've got protesting being banned. We've got all sorts of crazy rulings. 1 year anniversary of Fukushima, with the system saying everything's fine. Building more reactors everywhere. Reactors all 9 out of 10 leaking. I mean, it's Twilight Zone level. I mean, I just want a good future. I want my family to have a good future. I want you to do well. But the globalists think the planet's theirs. They've stolen it through fraud and derivatives and money laundering and drug dealing and fractional reserve, money changer garbage. And now they just want us out of the way. Well, you know what? I'm not going to just go quietly into the night. There's those that are blissfully ignorant. There's those that make the decision to serve evil. There are those that are actually running the evil. There are those that are scared of the evil and decide to grovel. And then there are those of us that are aware of what's happening and realize life's only lived once and meant to be lived to the fullest, and that means resisting evil. I'm so fulfilled. I can't believe how fulfilled I am. Every moment is an explosion of thought and understanding and anger and rage and love and compassion and focus and confusion and exhilaration and pain and anguish and humiliation. And just the dynamic human spirit, every palate, every color, every flavor, every smell, so alive, so real, so true. And I look at timid souls who don't get in the arena, and I just feel sorry for you. That's all I can say to you. And there are a lot of you out there that say, oh, Alex, you think you're smart. You're not smart. Are we going into tyranny? Is world government being announced? Is all this craziness happening? Okay, great. I'm sure you are smarter than me, Mr. Know-it-all out there. I know there are people smarter than I am. There are people out there a lot tougher than me. But let me tell you something. You come up and punch me in the nose, I'm going to come up swinging. That's the difference. I'll take action. What are you doing? I see these comments about Alex doesn't have all the answers. And yeah, stuff's bad, but what is he going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm asking you. I got respect in you. I believe in you. And I believe that when I cover scary topics like this, you're not going to get scared by it. You're going to get angry and take action. I keep thinking there are better men and women than me out there. You got me wrong. I'm not arrogant. I'm confident in a mission I've got to perform. I'm confident. There's a difference between being arrogant and being confident. And I'm confident because I'm doing the best I can. In the final equation, I know just how weak and human and mortal I am. But you know what? I got guts, and guts is enough. What are you doing to fight evil? I'm challenging you right now. I'm not putting you down. I'm saying I know you can do a lot. I know you've got answers and angles and skills I don't have. So let's see you step up to the plate right now. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for people out there of wealth and people out there of skill and beauty and creativity with different gifts that I don't have to step up to the plate. I can't do this alone. People say, I'm glad Alex Jones is out there fighting this. I'm here to get you moving against tyranny. I'm here to get you awake. I'm here to get you to realize that it's not just that we don't have a future if we don't beat this. That's true. But this is what life's all about, is the animating contest of liberty. Have you read what the Founding Fathers have said? Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Thomas Paine, Patrick Henry, Sam Adams, John Adams, Hancock, John Hancock, history's happening right now, calling all liberty lovers, defend humanity. A little over a year.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Central, then back Sundays 4 to 6, weeknights 7 p.m. Central, InfoWars Nightly News at InfoWarsNews.com. Okay, if you just joined us, I covered the fact that impeachment against Barack Hussein, whoever he is, Barry Sataro, Obama, has been introduced for treason and high crimes and misdemeanors, openly announcing in public statements, in letters, and in the directives to the Secretary of Defense that the Congress no longer commissions officers or is over war, but that the United Nations directs the President of the United States. And we played the videos, the audios. It's all public. The articles are at Infowars.com. It's H. Conres 107 at Library of Congress. But no corporate prostitute, dinosaur, sellout, traitor media has covered it. And they've not covered a lot of other really important stories that are going on. And this is my real frustration. I'm going to go to your phone calls and to our guest. I am sick and tired of watching global megacorporations that have overthrown Europe through corporate takeovers. That's what the New World Order is, corporate takeover of government. Of the biggest 100 economies, over 50 are corporations. They have intelligence groups, hitmen, everything. People have gone public on this. John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. He was taking orders from the Pentagon to go overthrow countries economically. And if they wouldn't take the money, they'd send in the black ops to assassinate leaders. And this isn't done for America. We pay for it. And then these global consortiums create monopolies and overcharge everybody. We pay for the empire. And then we get all the hatred for the empire, our names on it. And then now the empire is doing the same stuff they've done in the third world to us. Passing laws and regulations to shut down small farms and businesses. It's on. It's called Agenda 21. Now, we can easily say no to this. This is so criminal, so brazen, so naked, so over the top, that the government's announcing they'll secretly arrest citizens for no reason and disappear you. That they're announcing they'll pull you over and download your phone without a warrant. Crazy. That they're announcing the UN commands our military. Off the charts. I mean, the senators last week were like, I'm almost breathless. That's not true. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11. And the Secretary of Defense, SecDef, said, no, we take orders from the UN now. And the generals all behind him gave hateful looks at the Senate. Because they're in control. It's like Caesar took over Rome. It's happened. If they get away with it. And it looks like they will because they've got the traitor media. This will not be covered. Unless you force it out there. And they know we can force it out there, so they're moving openly now to start censoring the internet. All right, let's stop right there. Now we've got Rick, Martin, Sean, Brian, Joey, Roger, Stacy, Alexander, Karen, and others holding. That's probably enough calls, but I just gave out the number. It is 877-789-2539, first-time callers today. Please have your question and comment ready because we don't have a lot of time. I had a Greg Palace coming up. Again, I've never talked about Angelina Jolie. with all her Illuminati Tomb Raider garbage and all her Kabbalah tattoos and all her stuff and running around the world, you know, taking people's kids and all this. But I've watched her now push and say it's liberal and trendy to attack Libya and wreck that country and racial genocide against the black Libyans and put al-Qaeda in charge. No fan of Gaddafi, but he made deals with the West. Look what happened to him. They're attacking Assad of Syria, bringing in al-Qaeda. They overthrew the old dictator the U.S. backed and put in Muslim Brotherhood. Women are wearing burqas. No free speech now in Egypt. They're using al-Qaeda against Iran. They're using al-Qaeda against the U.S. to take our liberties. They're using them against Uganda. The Ugandan dictator has killed millions on record. And she's out saying, attack, go into Uganda. Because Joseph Kony, who hadn't been seen in 5 years, has a couple hundred fighters. I mean, it's just total war propaganda. With he's the new Hitler, invade Africa, when AFRICOM, our once military, is now announcing, just like NORTHCOM over the U.S., a jurisdiction over Africa with the U.S. invading with NATO all over Africa. I mean, I've got the New York Times last year saying, well, yeah, UN-funded groups are slaughtering farmers to take over the land for UN carbon sinks. I mean, why aren't you on that, Angelina Jolie? Joseph Goebbels, if he'd have been caught, would have been tried for war propaganda and crimes against humanity at Nuremberg. The problem is the UN is involved in global extermination everywhere. The UN is involved in genocide and child trafficking. Go look it up. I mean, it's so criminal, it'll make your head spin. They've twisted our military to do a lot of bad things around the world, but I'll tell you, nothing compared to the UN. They've got a criminal force. The globalists have tried to get our military to do a lot of really evil stuff, but on the ground, they don't usually do it. There's some anomalies and problems with the UN. You talk about just type in UN troops, sex crimes, sex trafficking, everywhere they go. I mean, it is a legion of evil. But it's all about the ICC and hundreds of people they've got arrest warrants out for. And then the UN usually grabs you, takes you to The Hague, then you die in your cell. I mean, it is a joke. You can't call witnesses nothing. What is the UN? It's just a big criminal consortium funded by these big megabanks. And Angelina Jolie is saying, arrest this person, invade Uganda, do all of this. The invasion's already on. It's like babies in incubators and stuff. It's just made-up propaganda. Joseph Kony hadn't been seen in 5 years. It's just, he's some guy in the bushes so they can say, there's the imaginary bad man like bin Laden. So I'm going to tell you, under your yardstick, Angelina, you've pushed for all these wars. You're a UN envoy. You are more guilty than Joseph Kony of war crimes against humanity. I don't think you're a useful idiot. You're a dangerous witch. And I'm sick of so-called liberals and their warmongering all over the planet. You people are sick. I just got so angry, I just gnashed my teeth together. They're like ringing. I mean, man, this country's in trouble. Yeah, there it is. Peacekeeper sex scandal lingers. What is that, New York Times? I mean, there's so many of these. They come out every day. Folks, the globalists feed on the third world. They make movies like Blood Diamond. De Beers has a world diamond monopoly and runs all sorts of horrible stuff and sends mercenaries in to any country that mines their own diamonds. And then they make movies for the liberals and get every Hollywood star going, I want to invade countries that mine their own diamonds. The children are slaves. Total bull. It's all propaganda. The colonization of Africa has just continued. And they're exploiting it. So I don't want to hear all you bleeding hearts talk about how much you love Africa all day and how sad you are for Africa and how great Africa is. So tired of it. I don't want to attack Angelina Jolie. I know for a fact that Brad Pitt's seen my films and reportedly, I'm not even going to get into it, likes him and all this stuff. Well, then what are you doing? I happen to know you guys met with Aaron Russo like 5-6 years ago before he died and watched his film and said you knew about the New World Order. What'd you do, run off and join it after you found out about it? I could care less about your stupid celebrity. I've met enough big celebrities as big as those two idiots that I could care less. I know that it means nothing, but to the public it means something, and your name is being used to sell all this evil. And if you are a useful idiot, you better find out about the genocide in Africa. Bill Gates is in this Kony 2012 film, where they're now getting caught up with the money missing and all these other problems. And it's just a big propaganda film for American children to get behind. Oh, the children, the missing ghost children. Oh, my gosh, we've got to invade Africa to save children. Oh, they're banging babies' brains out outside incubators in Kuwait. Oh, Gaddafi's got troops fueled by Viagra raping all the women. The bull goes on and on and on. Meanwhile, the United Nations all over Africa. You know, in Rwanda, it wasn't just one group killing another. The UN on record, it's known in the foreign press, actually slaughtered millions of people. The UN would get people in refugee camps and then machine gun them all. This is real genocide. This is real extermination over groups that own their own property, filled with oil, diamonds, and everything. If they try to mine one stinking diamond and sell it, the UN helicopters come in and murder them. And then I got to look at somebody posing like a liberal humanitarian, like Angelina Jolie, telling me how Libya and Syria and Iran and African wars is good. I'm sick of it. America has been turned into a giant engine of evil worldwide. So is Europe. But we're going to be looted and hijacked and destroyed. Our liberties are being burned up by the very same financial interests that have hijacked our country. Now I'm going directly to your phone call straight ahead. Then Greg Palast is coming up. I'm fired up about freedom.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. the number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production, is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There is a ray of hope during the break. John Bound, one of our producers, was showing me a new movie coming out of it. I was based on a true story about Bosnian sex trade run by the UN. That, I think it's out now. They do it everywhere because they have diplomatic immunity. I mean, they can commit crimes, rapes, murders, deal drugs. Who made the UN above the law worldwide? Well, global government makes itself above the law. The big mega banks are too big to fail. They set the rules. That's what global government is a select group of mafia insiders above the law. And they pass all these tyrannical laws to make you a criminal. And I'm tired of it. The globalists are evil. They're the greatest evil force on this planet. Does it mean every time they're attacking somebody that the victim is good? No. But it's all part of their global plan. National sovereignty is a firewall. And if you don't have that, their reign is going to be complete, and they are very wicked. So go watch my video and my special report about the UN murdering people en masse in Uganda and Angelina Jolie supporting that invasion. Headline, arrest Angelina Jolie for war crimes. And I mean it. She is a Joseph Goebbels for these people. We are calling you out. All right, let's hurry. I've got like 12 phone calls here. We just opened the phone system for about 30 seconds and got that many. Rick in San Diego, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Prison Planet TV member. Very appreciative of your fine work.
Thank you, sir.
Just a single point, Alex, because I listen to you every day, you know, and I really try to, you know, pay attention to what you're saying. And what occurs to me is when the masses of people realize what's going on with 9/11, when they've come to understand widespread what's going on, that's the big point I'm getting from everything you're telling me. Because when I first heard you say 9/11 was an inside job, it took me back. And I'm like, how could that be true? Because I deal in evidence for a living. I present, you know, evidence is what I do. And I started to look at it. And when you take the emotion out of it and you actually look at it, it lends itself to very objective analysis. And it's beyond any reasonable doubt.
Sure. It's not saying, some Muslim extremists aren't bad or aren't on the payroll. The fact is the government used those attacks to take our liberties and was involved intimately.
And the money to make from the military wars, industrial complex.
And the oil and everything.
And what is that evidence? I mean, it breaks down to very simple particles, which is, you know, the implosion of Building 7 that was never hit by aircraft.
Hijackers trained at U.S. bases. Hijackers given visas into the U.S., just like the Christmas Day underwear bomber, on and on and on.
And there's just so much of it. And let me say, I know about a tenth of what you know. I'm not trying to say I know a lot.
Oh, no, I wasn't, like, showing off with info. The problem is there's too much info.
What do you think
the biggest smoking guns are?
The biggest smoking gun to me is Building 7 and how it imploded. You've made the point many times that it fell into itself.
Well, sir, CNN said as they did it, they're about to blow it up. I heard CBS radio that day say they're going to bring down Building 7 for everybody's safety.
And then Silverstein said we made a decision to pull it.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to the cops that were there by name on the show who were on the CNN footage who heard the countdown.
Oh, yeah.
I've had the cops on the show.
And it housed CIA records. But you've also made the point that the other smoking guns are the intact passports found in burned rubble.
Yeah, two magic passports found that day by the FBI. Who believes that?
How do you reconcile that with logic? And then, of course, the put options taken out on the market the day before.
And Marvin Bush being the head of security until the day before.
Yeah, and then one of the people from one of the agencies said we were mobilized to come out before.
Kennedy, the deputy head of FEMA, and then he said, "Oh, I was FEMA, wrong," yeah. and then later it came out it was true. It was Operation Tripod 2, which was a drill of attacks on the towers. So they'd already moved the emergency center out to mobile trucks the day before. I appreciate your call.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Folks, this is not a game. I interviewed the deputy head of emergency management, and he talked about bombs in Building 7. He was dead 2 weeks later. I mean, they killed quite a few people like that on the show. I'm only alive by the grace of God and your prayers. These people knew how real this was. And I may just have Palace on for like one segment. I'll get to your calls no matter what happens. I'm going to do it. Martin in Chicago, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Long-time listener, Prison Planet member.
Thank you.
I was just wondering why you haven't been covering it. I don't know if you have or not. Maybe you have, but the Fukushima could have been a false flag. Even like Adams has a big article on his site back in June.
The problem is I can't prove that one. I mean, look, it got hit by a tsunami and an earthquake. The systems all failed. I haven't seen evidence of a false flag. I'm not saying those that are wrong that do. I only go with false flag when I get incontrovertible evidence.
Well, the reactor 4 was in a total shutdown, was being totally retrofitted. That's proven. There's a guy with photos like about 3 or 4 days before that happened. So that could not have possibly blown up due to, you know, the tidal wave. That's just one of the things that they're talking about. And they're saying that professionals have come out and said that if a 9.0 quake actually did happen that close to Japan, the whole country would have been leveled. And supposedly there is very little building damage before the tsunami hit. So how could that have been a 9.0 quake?
You know, the only evidence of that, and you're right about one of the reactors being in cold shutdown, so how did it melt down, which it did, and I've had physicists on to try to explain that. Look, all I'm saying is 9/11, total staged event, USS Liberty staged, Gulf of Tonkin staged, Ajax staged. As for Fukushima, I mean, they've had reactors totally melt down in the U.S. before, the one in Southern California in the 50s, and we didn't know till the 80s. I mean, you know, real things do happen, but I think it's an interesting point. I'll have to look into it. Thank you so much for the call. Shane in Germany, Deutschland. Shane, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah. I'm a member of one of the two battalions of Apaches in Germany right now. And I just want to tell you that we're wide awake. I got about 20 guys we're working on trying to understand what kind of legal recourse we have if we're asked to follow illegal orders. And, you know, I order a lot of stuff from you guys. I've got, the citizen's rule book, but we don't have a soldier's rule book. And a lot of us are ignorant. We're working hard.
Well, you know, until the 50s, you were given a rule book that said you weren't to follow illegal orders. Look, you've got to make your own decision. The impeachment's been introduced against Obama for trying to launch these wars without Congress. It is illegal. I've had Colonel Schaefer on to say it is treason and it is illegal. He's still in the military, so he's risking himself. You notice they ignored that. There comes a time where you just can't shut up anymore. And if you do it, I do it in mass. I do it politely. I would use the legislation, H. Res. 107. To point out it's a high crime and misdemeanor. Your commander-in-chief says he takes orders from the U.N., not Congress, soldier. If you're an officer, who commissioned you? The Congress. Who's your boss, the U.N. or Congress?
My boss is the American people.
That's right. And who do they elect? The Congress.
That's right.
The Congress has the war powers.
Entity that we have. That's right.
Yeah, so
I don't even agree with the war powers. But my heart is elevated higher than it's ever been before just talking to right now on this program. And I'm telling you right now, we've got probably 25% of this Apache battalion is former Rangers and ground pounders, and these guys aren't going to do this.
Well, let me ask you the sense of them. Why are they really concerned? Why are they waking up?
You know, I've tried to figure that out. I was marginalized for probably 2.5 years. When I got back from my first deployment in Iraq, I felt like I was part of the German Luftwaffe over Spain, practicing the war machine, trying to find, you know.
I'll tell you what, Greg Palast is coming up. Sir, Greg Palast is coming up, and I want to have you finish on the other side before we go to Greg, okay?
Roger that.
Okay, roger that. Don't hang up. Shane in Germany, then we'll get to Greg Palast, then Brian, Joey, Roger, Stacy, Alexander, Karen, Cody, Nicolette. That'll be it for calls, but I've got to come back. And let him finish up, because I've talked to a lot of military that say they will not go under you.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampPad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAD.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAD.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAD.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right. We've got Greg Palast of the BBC, and he's worked for ABC News, best-selling author, former criminal investigator for the federal government, joining us on Fukushima 1 year later for part of this segment, part of the next, and I'll finish up with all the callers. Brian, right through Nicolette, that are holding, I'm going to get to you. But Shane in Germany is a Apache driver, Apache helicopter pilot. My uncle was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. Our military are such great people. But you're saying that a large portion of the people in your group are awake. Look, it was Admiral Fox Fallon, the head of CENTCOM, 5 years ago that said no to an Iran attack. Admiral Mullen, the last Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman, said no. The last head of the Mossad had to quit saying don't attack Iran. It's crazy for Israel and everybody else. So, you know, you ask, how do you say no? I would quietly circulate to everybody that impeachment's begun against Obama. That, I mean, have you seen the video where he says that the president now takes orders from the UN and Congress is not involved? If you're a new listener, folks, I've played it over and over again. They actually are saying the UN runs America. I mean, there's no brainer here. I mean, if they said the president now takes orders from the Russians, what would you do?
You've got about a third of a percent of the entire population of the United States is in the active duty military. You know, that was about pre-World War II, after we had Pearl Harbor, went to about 10% of the whole entire population. I'm looking at possibly the U.S. military active duty being rendered irrelevant. Whatever's going to happen, whatever we're about to get involved in, everybody's spidey sense is up. But people are ignorant. They don't have what, in their gray matter, they don't have what they need. You look at G. Edward Griffin's interview with the KGB Reznikov, you know, and explains, you know, how they demoralize the United States through the education system. People don't have, they're not armed intellectually with what they need. That's all I'm saying.
Now, exactly. But you're asking me, what do you do to an unlawful order? You know, as a soldier, you don't take orders from the UN, especially when they say Congress doesn't count. I mean, have you heard that audio from the Senate?
I heard it all, and I'll tell you what, if that's what goes down, there's nothing left.
I just hope listeners realize, I've already aired it a bunch, I mean, it's online, where the Secretary of Defense says, we take orders from the UN, Congress, butt out. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I'm saying this every day. I am saying this every single day at work.
Are people, and you say people are starting to get it?
People get it, and I'm not alone. I'm just saying that.
I think you guys should say, if there's not a resolution, if there's not,
we're in a race for rendering, whether or not it's the unlawful federal powers that have been usurped irrelevant, rendering that irrelevant, or we're being rendered irrelevant as we partake in this Roman empirical, you know, takeover of the United States, of the world, and we're being spread to the wind. So it's going to be, we're rendered irrelevant. Whatever event is going to happen, if we're going to prevent it, it definitely feels like it's soon.
Well, I agree with you, and God bless you, Shane. Please try to call me back tomorrow whenever you can, but do whatever you think's best. But I would just point out, Obama's being impeached. He says the UN is your boss. If that isn't treason, I don't know what is, and I'd bring it up to your officers and let that sense go up to the chain of command. God bless you. I want to ask Greg Palast this question because he's written about it in his new bestseller, Vulture's Picnic, BBC reporter, American. Greg, we talked about this a month or so ago when you were on. The elite are making 40-to-1 bets like Corzine with MF Global with their own people's money. They're launching all these wars. They're trying to go into Africa now to get the resources, saying it's for Joseph Kony. They're trying to attack Iran. I mean, it's just, is there any level that this arrogance, this hubris is going to run out of steam? What do you make of all this craziness?
Well, there's a lot of money out there, man. I see them moving into Africa where, for example, I looked at the big backers behind Romney, the billionaires. They just seized a shipment of cobalt worth $80 million. You got cobalt, you got uranium, with the resurgence of nuclear power. Remember, that means a resurgence of uranium. And that's not only the Republican side, but Bill Clinton's big backers are big in uranium.
Lithium, don't forget lithium.
You got lithium. And, of course, in Afghanistan, you have rare earths. You've got, you know, there's a lot of resource out there. So the machinery continues so long as there is funding. You know, I was discussing with my good friend Roseanne Barr about this Kony, you know, 2012 video. And, you know, it's sadly funny. I just came back from the Congo and from Liberia in Africa, where I did filming on these warlords. What's missing from the Kony film about the Kony 2012, it's all about some crazy warlord out in the middle of the rainforest in Uganda. But there are warlords with murderous child armies that have run all over Africa. They don't pull AK-47s and mortars from the trees in the forest. They are given those weapons. There is a tremendous, tremendous industry in getting out diamonds, gold, you name it, and getting guns and mayhem back in, and people making money off the mayhem. If you, you know, it's not about those Africans. Who's making the money from this? There's some, the mayhem in Africa, the child soldiers, the killings. And I did this report for BBC when I took the, not just Kony, but the child armies of Liberia and Charles Taylor, who has been sent to The Hague. Who's behind these guys? Who's making the money? Well, I looked to New York and Vail, Colorado, and the billionaires in the U.S. in Geneva and London and France.
Exactly. These are like
doing very well.
These are like globalist prison wardens. Now, the reason we got you on here for this abbreviated interview today, Greg, is Fukushima, 1 year anniversary of all that. In the week coming up a year ago, reactors blowing up. Some of them are still melting down a year later, and we're told radiation is now good for us.
Yeah, the radiation salesman, you know, I think that the soldier that you just spoke to will appreciate this, that the U.S. Congress in 2010, at the request of the Obama administration, virtually unanimously voted to for an emergency war appropriation, which would provide armor for our soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq. And in a tiny, tiny, paragraph hidden deep in that bill, was an $8 billion loan guarantee for nuclear power plants. Now, what that has to do with armor for our soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan, you tell me. But that $8 billion now is funding the building of four new twin sets of nuclear reactors in the U.S., and I'm very concerned because the first reactors built, by the way, will be down towards your way. They're supposed to be built at South Texas. And they say, don't worry, these will be safe because I can't make this up, the management of the construction and operation of the plant will be by Tokyo Electric Power. Like that? That's what's happening here. And you know, they gave such jive about Fukushima, such jive. And it, you know, they said that it was brought down by an earthquake and a tsunami, that they didn't expect a 9.0 tsunami. That's true. The 9.0 tsunami, Alex, was in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, about 110 miles from Fukushima. By the time it hit Fukushima, it was a lot less. What happened? The answer is that that they cheaped out, that the builders had faked the earthquake proofing at the plant. So that the earthquake at the plant wasn't that bad, but it was still because they lied.
Let me ask you this question. I saw a number put out by the federal government even a few months ago saying 9 out of 10 reactors, 440-something worldwide, are leaking. And I hear about in Southern California one leaks, and they're like, next time we're not going to turn the alarms on. And then one goes off in Illinois, another in Nebraska, Colorado, Canada. They're going off all the time. They're like 30, 40 years old. They're rotting. They're supposed to go 20 years. What are the elite thinking? They're just going to let them all rot because they're still getting dividends and their grandkids will all die, but they'll have money? I mean, what's going on here?
Well, that is how it works, isn't it? Look at the Gulf spill cheaping out, BP cheaping out on the safety there. And, you know, you heard my story from Vulture's Picnic about how they, you know, didn't use, they used cheap cement to plug those things. You know?
Well, stay there, Greg. We're going to come back. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying Halliburton's a great company. I'm not. I've attacked them, but they were just doing the actual contract to drill it. BP tells them, inject seawater and concrete. And they go, that'll blow up. It's never worked. It'll blow out. They said, just do it. And so it blew out. I mean, it's just delusional. We'll be right back.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A+ Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now, 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You bet we're broadcasting worldwide, reaching more than 15 million people a week. Number one on the web at InfoWars.com when it comes to alternative media. I mean, we're, like 14 times bigger than MSNBC.com and InfoWars.com. Go look it up at Alexa.com. All right, look, I got to get Greg Palast on for a full hour soon. I'm almost out of time. I promised to go to some of your calls, Nicolette and Alexander and Brian and others. But, Greg, look, bottom line here, as I was saying, I'm not against technology. There are some cleaner forms of nuclear power. The problem is if the companies are run by crazy loan sharking banker mafia people and they start telling us radiation's good, as you know, the EPA last year just raised the levels and said it was safe because of Fukushima, then I'm totally against it. It's like I'm for the death penalty, but you can't trust a corrupt government to implement it.
Exactly. I was a racketeering investigator and ran the big case against the plant builders in the U.S. plants, including Shaw Construction, which is going to build all four new nuclear plants in the U.S. and will rebuild Fukushima. The problem is not nuclear power per se. You could build a safe nuclear plant. What you can't do is have private companies, private sharks who can make a buck off skimming and put the money in their pocket. If they build a nuclear plant, good night. There's nothing wrong. It's not nuclear power per se. It's the guys who are running it. You're talking about Shaw Construction. I got them convicted of racketeering, and here they are back. You wouldn't let a guy convicted of driving a school bus drunk and giving him another license to drive a school bus. These are guys convicted of lying about earthquake proofing, of all things. They lied about emergency diesel generators. I put it in front of a federal grand jury.
That's it. Just ban nuclear power except for submarines and military, because they haven't had that bad of a record. Ban them. I mean, that's it. I mean, if you guys want to build this like you build some mafia high school, I'm done. Ban it. I mean, what do you say we do?
You can't trust these guys. That's the problem. You cannot trust these guys. The guarantees were given to Citibank and J.P. Morgan. If things go bad, they get a guarantee, and you get thyroid cancer. I'm sorry. That's not a good deal. If these guys don't have their own behinds on the hook here monetarily, if things go bad, they literally lose not a dime if things go bad.
Greg, let me ask you this question, two questions. A, can you come on Monday or Tuesday for like 30 or 40 minutes because we're out of time here?
And sure, for you, yeah.
You want to come on tomorrow or Tuesday?
Tuesday be better.
Well, let's get you on in the last hour Tuesday. That'll be 1:00 Central. How's that sound?
We'll make sure we get there.
Okay, boom, because I want to do a full hour on this because I forgot you've actually sent them to prison for this stuff, so you're a true expert on it. But expanding, other question, what are these crazy people thinking doing this? Where does it end? I mean, if these reactors were supposed to be shut down 20 years ago, most of them, as you know, 40 years old, are we going to start just seeing disasters everywhere because it's already started?
Yeah, and they may not tell you about it. It's cracking and corrosion. You have to understand it's 3,000 degrees, tremendous pressure in these pipes. They crack and corrode. Some of them are down to a hundredth of an inch of thickness. You've got a tremendous corrosion problem of thousands of miles of piping that they can't even get to. So I'm very concerned about this new business of doubling the life. Well, it can't double my life if things go wrong, can they? And this is a big problem. They said these are the same people who said no one was hurt at Chernobyl after other than at the explosion itself. And I just spoke to a doctor in the Ukraine who herself has thyroid cancers. There's a tremendous epidemic of thyroid cancers there. It's ridiculous to say that radiation won't hurt you. Come on, guys.
That's like the TSA and the radiation scanners. They say they're good for you. And now we learn they've let the troops for 20 years use DU and it's killing them. I mean, the elite claim they're in control. They're only good at bossing us around. These people are so confident and so full of chutzpah or bravado, they're destroying our entire planet, including their planet. They're crazy.
Well, remember, Bin Laden didn't fly a plane to a building. These rich guys don't do this stuff themselves. They don't put themselves in harm's way. The vultures have their ski place in Vail. There ain't no nuclear plants over there. There ain't any nuclear plants near New York City now. They killed that off. They were supposed to have them in New York. So, you know, let's face it. These guys don't put themselves in harm's way. You're the guinea pigs. You're the troops. And gee, isn't it a shame what happened to Fukushima? Again, these are the guys that told us that Tokyo Electric were the pros, and they invited them to Texas to build your plants in Texas. Now they're telling us, oh, well, that's the Japanese. They don't know what they're doing. They have those little tiny hands. They can't deal with electronics. Come on, guys. You just told us that these were the pros and that you're going to bring them to Texas.
All right.
Same
Greg Palast,
phony jive.
Greg Palast, again, his Skype's breaking up. He hasn't had a fifth of Jack Daniels. Greg Palast, you are awesome. We're going to talk to you on Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining us. I got rid of Greg early just to keep my promise. Thank you, sir, to go to your phone calls. GregPalast.com is his website. Our site's Infowars.com. And my Twitter account is twitter.com/RealAlexJones. But I promise to go to your phone calls. So let's make it happen. 1 minute apiece to get to most of you. Nicolette in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm a senior in high school in Connecticut. And I woke up about 6 months ago when I saw Loose Change. And I listen to you whenever I can. I am committed to waking others up and all. although kids are always making fun of me about it, teasing me about it. For example, when I brought up chemtrails in my AP environmental class, they mocked me saying, yeah, like, oh, yeah, I'm sure there are chemtrails, and 9/11 was an inside job. And I was like, well, 9/11
was... The government admits their geoengineering, yeah.
Exactly. So I woke up my sister with loose change. She couldn't sleep for weeks. I woke up my friends, Amanda and Izzy, and they get it. So just last week, I showed my dad a video clip of you predicting 9/11 in July, 2 months before it happened, and that freaked him out just for a couple of days, but then he came back to me and he said, you know, I've made a decision to trust my government. I'm a former prosecutor, and now I'm just concerned about your mental health. And he just says that I'm a conspiracy nut, so he's listening right now to the show because he knows I'm on, and what would you say to him to wake him up, or moreover, like, what should I say to him to wake him up?
Well, the Soviet Union arrested people that thought Stalin was bad. Hitler had people arrested for mental illness who thought that Hitler was bad. Government is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. It's like fire. George Washington said that, so... I think that, you know, your friend needs to wake up and realize that impeachment's been introduced against Obama. This is big news. Back when it happened to Clinton, it was top news for selling us out to the UN and saying our military's under UN control. You know, I mean, I'd ask your friend, why isn't this bill in the 112th Congress, H. Con Res 107, at the Library of Congress? He can go look it up right now. Why isn't this news? You know, that's the type of question I'm asking. Nicolette, good to hear from you. Great to know we have so many young listeners. You are the future. God bless you. Let's go to Brian in North Carolina. You're on the air, Brian.
Quick, urgent report for you.
Go ahead.
All right, thanks. I'm going to my Mandan Town Council and State Senator in North Carolina tomorrow, 7 o'clock p.m., to resist Agenda 21, provide the facts at the James A. Collins Municipal Building. I have sent a news tip to your show tips email about this, Alex, 7 days ago under the subject on Mayadan Town Council.
Well, you're awesome, and God bless you. We do sell the excellent book, Behind the Green Mask, Agenda 21, at InfoWars.com. It exposes the entire globalist program of control. You're saying you sent us a news tip? Good. Fight international zoning that's set to take over and destroy property rights in your area today. Austin, where I live, is totally under this criminal system. Resist it. Let's go ahead and talk to Karen. Karen in Arizona, you're on the air. Karen, go.
Things. The Arizona Corporation Commission is having a study group on smart meter on in March at the end of this month. Also,
oh, yeah, they promised those would never control your temp, but now they do, and track everything you're doing. Yeah, a government smart meter you pay for. Give me a break.
Okay. Now, another, and so I can email you that information. Another thing is, don't tell me anymore you can't do anything, because you can't. I got the smart meter from my electric grid, and I had it taken off my
water
grid.
Ma'am, you've got incredible power. Do you think I'm saying you don't have power?
No. I'm talking about other people. Cause
no, you got power, and you're keeping globalists signed in. I want to hear from you right
now. Also, real fast. Sheriff Spot Pyle is supposed to come up here in my area tomorrow, and so I always pray for his safety and protection.
You're awesome. So I got to jump, Karen. You are awesome. Alexander in Colorado, 30 seconds. It's all we've got. I'm sorry.
Yes, I am a veteran and a student at Colorado State University. We have shown the blueprint of Mad Men in class with over 200 people.
Awesome.
It was so amazing to see how these people are waking up, and all the youth are actually starting to understand what's going on. And Alex Jones, you are just an amazing person, and I really...
You're amazing. We're all together. Free humanity against a small group of criminals. By the way, New World Order Blueprint of Mad Men is free online, folks. Get it. Get it out to everybody. God bless you. I'm sorry the other callers. Back tomorrow, 11 a.m. We'll see you then. InfoWars.com. Great job, crew.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.